everybody. It is me, Baby Kitten. Excuse me. I sound a little sick. I'm getting over a cold. You know, the holidays and Thanksgiving. I don't know. I was doing a lot of traveling, so I don't know if it was stress or I was around a lot of kids. Maybe that's what happened. They're little minions. Anyway, today I am doing another Tumblr questionnaire by KinkyAngel91. I looked at these questions. I like kind of skimmed them, and they looked pretty good and different. And so I wanted to answer them. There are 20 questions. And all right, let's get started. 1, do you have any regrets? Oh man. Oh, and by the way, if you hear music, I'm on my Spotify as well, because I like listening to music. But if I had to say if I had regrets or not, yeah, I have a lot of regrets. I try to live my life with the least amount of regrets, but I have a lot, actually. I would say I should have done better in high school. And I should have, I don't know, that's just one of them. Because I was lazy. And I was just like that student who could do really well, but is very unmotivated. And I was a big social person, so I didn't always focus on my studies as much as I should. But I did well. I just should have done better. Anyway, but that's not just the only regret. I have other ones. 2, do you have a deep, dark secret, want to share a part of it? I feel like I get this question like a lot whenever I'm talking like new person. They're like, ooh, what's like a deep, dark secret that you've never told anybody? I honestly can't think of anything. I'm a very like open person, and I guess for a while I had the deep, dark secret of me being into DDLG, and I didn't share it with anybody ever until I shared it with my best friend, because she found my other Instagram. Because I have a special Instagram for my DDLG stuff, and somehow she found it, and she was like, well, my face wasn't on the Instagram, okay, but she saw, like, my room kind of in the picture. It looked like my room, and she confronted me about it, and I'm not gonna lie, I was like, yeah, it's me. And she was like, oh, okay, cool, that's whatever. That's a cool kink. I'm not gonna kink shame. And I was like, wow, okay. But so that used to be a deep, dark secret. But now I can't think of anything. I'm not a very secretive person. I don't do that. 3, have you ever hurt someone by mistake, on purpose? Who? Yes. I've hurt. A thing for me is, if I'm really close to somebody, I get like super anxious in a way that I'm afraid they're gonna like get annoyed with me, or they're gonna think that I don't know. It's really weird. I think they're gonna like leave me, so I will do things to push them away farther without knowing it, really. And it's really like self-destructive. I just push people away a lot, and that hurts them because they don't know why I'm being so distant and everything. So I've heard a lot of friends doing that, and but we've like, you know, we've made up and stuff, but I push a lot of people away a lot of the times because I'm scared of getting too attached, because I'm afraid they're gonna leave. So I'm working on that. It's a big problem. 4, have you ever done something that ended up hurting you? Did you know it would? I mean, I guess like my past relationship. The most recent past relationship. Getting into it, I didn't think that it was gonna end up being so messed up. And it really was, and it really hurt me, and it really hurt the other person. It was just a very destructive relationship, and I didn't realize it was going to be so crazy and hurtful to the both of us, especially me. And I feel like that worsened the other fear that I talked about in the last question about someone like leaving me, because he would constantly leave and come back, and leave and come back, leave and come back. and I couldn't handle that, and so it was just, it was a big mess. That did end up hurting me, and I guess that's something I've done, so yeah. Number 5, how would you like to be remembered? I like to be remembered as someone who is caring and kind and inclusive to everyone. That's like my biggest thing, and I want to be remembered as being very helpful and, I don't know, just a sweet, kind, gentle person. Not gentle, because let's be real, I'm not gentle all the time. I'm pretty sassy, but a very sympathetic person. Yeah. Number 6, who are the 3 most important people in your life, in real life, online? Okay. 3 most important people. 3 most important people. My dad, my grandma, and my best friend in real life. And online, I have a couple of friends. I wouldn't really say there's 3 of them. There's like 2. And they're really nice. They're really nice. I met them on Instagram. Real cool people. Number 7, was there one event that changed your life and the way you think? Oh my God. Yeah, I think so. I think it's my mom. I have a lot of mom issues instead of, and it's really funny because when I say I'm into DLG, everybody's like, "Oh, you must have daddy issues," and I'm like, "No, I have mommy issues." But I guess I would say my mom, like, constantly, like, leaving the family and coming back and leaving. So that also connects to the whole question number 3 about, you know, like, pushing people away, because she would always come and go and everything, and it would hurt me. And so I really feel like that changed my point of view on mother and daughter relationships. Like, to me, they don't seem as important to me because I don't have that connection. So it really makes me upset, because whenever I see like a happy mom and a happy daughter together, it like pisses me off, and I get really upset and really jealous, because that's all that I wanted when I was little. I remember watching the Rugrats movie when they go to Paris. I don't know if anybody watched that, but and Chucky's like in the plane, and it has like the song, "I want a mom who will last forever," and he sees it like the cloud, like, growing into, like, a mom. That, like, hit me every time. Like, just thinking about it, like, making me want to cry. But I remember, like, watching it and, like, being like, same, Chucky, same. So, I guess it just, like, changes the way I think about, family and how important it is. Because, to me, it seems really important to have a mom and daughter relationship. And because I missed out on that, and I feel like I am missing something. So I don't know if that made any sense. Number 8, would you sacrifice everything for love, family, friends? I would sacrifice everything from my family. Like, even though we are very dysfunctional in very many ways, I'm not one of those people who can just like drop their family and like leave. Like, I love my family so much. I'm really close with everyone. So I could sacrifice everything for my family. For love, I'm not too sure. Because then again, like, I have problems with believing that someone, like, I have problems with believing in love sometimes, so I don't think I could sacrifice that. I would sacrifice everything for my friends too, because they mean a lot to me. They're like my second family. Number 9, are you afraid of dying? Why or why not? Oh gosh. Yes. I am, because I have problems with unknown things, because I like to plan most of things out of my life, and just, like, death is, like, the most unplanned thing ever, so it freaks me out. I'm not, like, and it's not, like, yes, I am. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if it's, because I grew up, my family's super Christian, but I'm not sure if I'm super Christian. So, just dealing with that, like, oh, is there a God? I don't know. Is there a heaven? I don't know. Am I going to be a ghost? I don't know. You know what I mean? It's really unknown and scary to me. So yes, I am afraid. Number 10, have you ever done something extremely bad, illegal, wrong, that nobody knows about? Want to confess? Bad, illegal, wrong. I mean, the most illegal thing I've done is, did I do anything illegal? I don't know if I'm not a really crazy person, so I haven't done anything, like, super crazy or extreme, you know, but, I mean, I jumped off a bridge that no one's supposed to jump off with my friends, and we almost got busted by the cops, but that's not extremely illegal or bad or anything, so... No, I'm boring. 11, have you ever been in love? I think so. I'm not sure. Because looking back at it, I'm not sure. But in that moment when I was with that person, I felt like I was in love. But looking back now, I don't really know if I was. And if it was just lust. So maybe not. Maybe. I'm not sure. 12, are you happy with who you are? Why or why not? I'm happy with myself. I think I'm like 50-50. Like, I think I'm happy and then I'm not happy. Because I'm happy with some things about me, but I'm not happy with other things about me. But I'm not, like, extremely, you know, not happy. I used to be really, like, unhappy with myself. But I feel like I'm pretty good, so... But I still have those doubts, you know, like, am I good enough and et cetera. So, but I would say I'm like 50-50. Number 13, would you ever give up your life to save someone else's? If it was someone I knew really well and cared about, then probably. But if it was a complete stranger, I'm not sure if I could do that. Like, I'm sorry, I'm pretty selfish when it comes to that. Yeah, I don't think I would do that. Number 14, have you changed at all in the last year? I would say so. In like, different ways. In certain ways. I'm still the same because I'm still, like, super messy and super procrastinator, you know what I mean? But I feel like I'm more confident and... happier than I've ever been, so yeah. 15, would you ever settle for someone you didn't feel was the one? Maybe. I'd be depressed. I probably wouldn't be happy, but I might settle, you know, because I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to think about that. I think I would initially settle and then be, like, depressed and just drop them because I'm not completely there, if that makes sense. Like, I can try to be there and be in a relationship with someone, but it wouldn't be completely 100, and I want it to be 100% real, so I would probably drop out of it. So, I hope that made sense. I hope all of this makes sense. I feel like none of this makes any sense, what I'm answering. 16, is there someone you can tell everything to without fear of judgment in real life online? Yes, I can tell my best friend. I tell her everything about everything. Like, I told her about GWA. I told her about DDLG. I told her about, like, my whole entire family history. I've told her about, like, anything, like, that I like One Direction. Oh my gosh. Ew. Like, who likes One Direction? Sad people like me, that's who. Anyway, I told her about everything. I've told her my whole entire anything to know about me, and she's the best person ever. Number 17. Are you pursuing your dreams? I'm trying. I'm in school right now, and I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what I want to do, but my dad is completely, like, understanding and not trying to push me to do something, and my family is very supportive of whatever I want to do, so I feel good in that way. So I feel like once I figure out what that is, you know, I'm gonna get it. I'm not gonna, like, settle for some dumb job that I don't want. I'm gonna try to reach for what I want
And I might sound very motivated now and like probably be crushed later on in the future because it might not happen, but I'm going to try to make it happen once I figure out what that is. 18. Do actions speak louder than words? Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. 19. Is there something you would never do?
I don't never do. Let me think. I would never want to kill someone. Is that a good answer? I can't really think of it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
20. Last one. What makes you uncomfortable? And how about comfortable? What makes me super uncomfortable is really pushy people. And it's really funny because in a way I like controlling people, but I don't like certain controlling people, you know what I mean? But I like controlling in a different way, like BDSM. But anyway, I don't like super, super, duper, duper jealous, controlling, pushy people. They make me really uncomfortable, very unsettled. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes any sense. And then comfortable. I really like, and this is weird, but something that makes me super comfortable is driving down, like, in the city, like, not in the city, but, like, in my city, like, on the highway with, like, all the lights and just it being super, like, calm and chill, like, there's no cars, like, maybe some couple cars, and you have your music playing, and it's just, like, super comfortable and calming for me. I really like that. So anyway, I hope my rambles made some sense because I did record this at, what time is it? It is 2:25 a.m. because I'm out of school. I just finished the semester. Woo! So I don't have anything to do tomorrow except for visit my grandma. But I hope it made sense because it's literally the early morning. So thank you, Kinky Angel, for this beautiful questionnaire. I really enjoyed it. Really made me think, you know, almost cried a little bit, but I feel like that's good, you know, emotionally, like releasing your emotions is good ever so often, you know what I mean? So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope I made some kind of sense. I will listen to you beautiful people later. Bye-bye.